there anything too hard for the Lord? So we can go back to Genesis chapter 18, the scripture we read last time. We can start from 10,
verse 10.
The Bible reads, "And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah hid it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So, brother, can read in Bemba.
Vakwe aso saati, ichina chine uyumuaka uleisa ngapanshita ino ine nkesa kupempula. Kavidi, muka shove Sara akaba nomua nomua ume. Kanchi Sara ali pamuinshi we tenti vili alikunuma ya kwa Abraham ale kutika. Abraham na Sara vali abakote nemiaka ingi nganshi. Sara nao inshita ya kufiala ni inshi ya lipita. Kanshi Sara epa kuseka uko alieka pantu ale tonton kanyati. Iyo ni nina kuka na shukuru nao mukote bushe nine ninga vekela na kabiri mufia kuisansa musha eleo ya weaevere Abraham ati chinshi icho Sara asekerano kusosa ukuti ushe chine nine ninga kwata umwana nomba ilio ndi umkote ushe kwaliva ichintu icha icho yawe engafirwa uyumwaka uleisa panshita ilia nandirepo Nkabwela na kabili ilio sala akaba nomwana umwaume.
That's 14. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Nesa pale okubelenga kwa chabu chakwe.
We may be seated.
Tituwaikalako.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Shinaya kwa lesa dipalo.
So we are just building up on what
at.
As we got the sharing from the scripture, but is it too hard? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? So that's where the sermon is coming from.
Amen.
Amen. So, as we know very well,
get your twice or bueno.
Yeah, it was from this story
Gwidia Shidi
about Abraham
Pali Abraham
and wife Sarah,
no mukashi wakwe Sarah,
who we are given a promise.
Abuaba pedwo bulayo.
Abraham was given a promise that he was going to be father of many nations.
Abraham bali mupero bulayo kweba takava nish nishkulu wankulu eshingi.
And we see when he was being promised so many years past, he didn't have this promised son. And he had grown old, reaching the age of
99.
Then he was promised that he was going to have a son. So looking at it from the physical from the physical point of view, Sarah also had grown old. How was she going to conceive at 90 years old?
And
how was Abraham going to be that father at 100 years old?
Nomba Abraham akabashani.
So biologically, it wasn't going to work out. Was they were odd, especially on the female side.
Makamaka kumbali ya wanakashi.
A woman at 90 years of age,
mwanakashi pamiaka 90,
it is impossible
that chinga chitua
to conceive and have a child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then the Lord, who is so wonderful, who keeps his promises, he had to see to it that it comes to pass. Even when in the physical, it was impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the creator of heaven and earth. That's why even Jeremiah would acknowledge that. As we find in Jeremiah chapter 32, when we read from verse
26,
okay, then is it also, okay, from verse 17 actually. Our Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee.
Hallelujah.
He acknowledged the greatness of God.
Say,
our Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he acknowledged, realizing the greatness of God, that he is the creator of heaven. And the earth by his great power. Very important thing to do. To acknowledge this God that we are serving.
He is not a man who can fail. He is a God who is all powerful. That's why he created the heaven and he created the earth. He is the one who created man. He's the one who understands all the things that man needs in his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it's in the body of man, he knows every cell, every tissue, every muscle, anything that is needed in that body. And he's the one who designed the functions thereof. So he even understands man better than the way as men we understand each
other.
That's why man has a certain limit. There are certain things man can go and study. There are people who have studied in the field of medicine, but there are certain things they don't understand. They can be professors, but they don't understand everything. There are some things that they don't understand. But the Lord who is knowing, all knowing, he knows everything. That's why man at a certain point, professors, doctors, there are certain sicknesses, they will try to create this equipment. They are not able to cure that. They have a limit. But the God that we are serving, he is the unlimited God. He goes beyond what man can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Jeremiah acknowledged him. Even in the circumstance that which was in, he understood that with God all things are possible. That's why I was saying there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And in verse 26, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord to do. All things are possible with them that believe in God. Amen.
Amen.
Even things that in the physical seem to be impossible, God makes them possible. Praise be to God. So God had a plan that Abraham is supposed to be father of many nations. He should have a lot of children that he's going to have. But God works with time. Abraham stayed in the promise for many years. Then that time, now God's visited them. And now the message is coming, telling him that his wife is going to conceive and is going to have a child. Then we see that Sarah was hearing there. And she laughed within herself. In this old age, my husband, my Lord, is also odd. Shall I have pleasure again? How possible is it going to be? I'm odd. And how possible is it going to be? Because she was odd. When you are old as a woman, you have reached menopause, you cannot have a child.
It's not possible.
uleka nomusango wa bana kashina uleka
okutika jetu never had any child.
Many
people also viewed her, looked at her as a, she's a barren woman. Maybe they also gave her that name. Because even herself, she reached a certain point where she felt like giving up. She even gave Hagar to Abraham. But God had to fulfill his word. That chosen son was supposed to be born,
Isaac,
through Sarah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Allah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this God that we are serving is the all-powerful God. And he is the all-knowing God. So that's why even Sarah, as she was laughing in the heart, laughing within herself, God was able to hear that she laughed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God knows what goes on in our hearts. God knows our thoughts very well. They are very loud unto him. Even when we have not spoken words inside the heart, he's able to hear what is going on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we see now, after the question that why did your wife Sarah laugh, when Sarah heard that, she was now afraid. I did not laugh. God has known the secrets of her heart, what is inside the heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But God had to watch over his word to see that it gets fulfilled. And at the appointed time, God blessed them with the son
Isaac.
So there's nothing that is impossible with God. His word is true. It can never turn back to him empty. But it accomplishes that which he pleases. It pleased the Lord for Abraham to be a father of many nations. But it didn't happen the same day that he called him. The time that he called him was in a place where people were worshipping idols. It could not have been a pleasant religious environment in terms of believing in God. But in that environment, God had his son, who was his seed, Abraham, in there. He called him from there. And he was guiding him where he was going. Abraham believed God. And he started following where God was leading. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Despite him responding to the call of God, the promise was not fulfilled the same day. He passed through different challenges. But in the due time, in the appointed time, God fulfilled his word. Isaac was born. Then we see Jacob, the children of Israel, and he is the father of many nations. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So sometimes God will have spoken something in your life. It may not happen the same day that he has spoken. It may not happen the same week that he has spoken. It may not happen the same year. It may take 5 years. It may take 10 years. It may take 20 years. 25 years like
Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the appointed time, God sees to it that his word is fulfilled. And nothing can hinder the word of God when he has promised. That's why we've got to trust him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to 6, it tells us, say, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, and we should not lean to our own understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need to put our trust in God. Don't trust in man. Man can disappoint you. But this faith that you have come to, we trust in the Lord. God will never disappoint you. Amen.
Amen.
So there's nothing that is too hard for the Lord. He makes things that look to be impossible, he makes them to be possible. Amen.
Amen.
So we sing the song, Only Believe.
Only Believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible. Just believe. Let your mind be in one place. Don't be double-minded. Focus on the word of God. Then you see his promises come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's read James chapter 1.
Verse 8. Jacobo chapter 1, verse 8.
We can start from verse 7. Okay, let's just start from 6 up to 8. Are we there?
Amen.
God bless you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when we are asking for something from the Lord, we need to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind
and tossed.
So we need to have a foundation, we need to be grounded. We need to be strong, as the Bible tells us, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, hallelujah. Praise be to God. So we need to be strong, standing, believing upon the word of God. And we should not be double-minded. When we are double-minded, the scripture is telling us that we cannot receive anything. So when you are asking for something from the Lord, trust in the Lord. With all your heart, with all your strength, don't lean to your own understanding. So if you are trusting in the Lord, what are you trusting? You are trusting His word. You look at what the word of God says. What does it say about you? What is it that is promising to you? You stand on that. Whether the wind blows, if you are established in the faith, established in the word, you are not going to be shaken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the people that the Lord is looking for. Who can stand up on the word of God and believe what the word of God says. Who are not tossed to and fro. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you trust in the Lord, you trust in the Lord. Not some days you trust in the Lord. Maybe you have a certain sickness. You feel a lot of pain. Maybe you have prayed. It is even becoming more painful. Then when the pastor is not there, the deacon is not there, you go to the witch doctors. Shame on you. It means you are not trusting in the Lord. You are leaning to your own understanding. But a son and a daughter of God believes in God completely, whether in pain or not in pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at the word. Philippians 4:19. For my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You look at the word of God. The word of God is promising. Apostle Paul is telling us, for my God shall supply all your needs. He shall supply your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is a God who is very rich. He is rich in everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the wealth belongs to Him. All the health that we need in our bodies, He has it. All the finances that you can need, He has it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So as a daughter and son of God, you learn to trust in the Lord. When you pass through a time where you are in financial crisis, you are not going to compromise in your faith. You see an opportunity to steal, you say, ah, the pastor is not there, the deacons are not there, let me steal here. You are not going to do that if you are a true believer of the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But a make believer can come on Sunday, sing songs, maybe even standing in front, sing a special song, even give an offering. But when he goes outside there, in a situation where the brethren are not there, then they can compromise in a certain situation. But it's not supposed to be like that. A true believer stands on the word of God regardless of circumstances. For nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Same God, yesterday, today, and forever. He is Jehovah Jireh. He provides. Even in a circumstance, in situations where it seems like There's nowhere where you're going to get what you may need at that time. But because he is Jehovah Jireh, you are a son and daughter of Jehovah Jireh. And he knows all your needs that you have. He knows the desires that you have in your heart. Even before you mention it unto him, he's able to see what is in your heart. He is able to provide. Abraham needed that lamb for a sacrifice. He had nowhere to get it. All he had was a son who was there, Isaac, whom he was told to go and sacrifice. But because he believed God that he is a provider, he responded accordingly. He took his son. When he was about to sacrifice his son, the Lord provided the lamb. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider who makes a way where there seemeth not to be a way. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord. God is able to make a way. You may not have food today, but it doesn't mean that even tomorrow you won't have food. You may not have money this week, it doesn't mean that even the other week you will not have money. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in pain today. I'm not permanently in pain, because there are seasons and times. I might be in a season of pain, but the other season I'll be rejoicing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the Lord is blessing another brother financially, he is blessed the other sister with good health. Maybe I don't have finances. Maybe I'm not having a good health. I am not going to be discouraged. I know that God works with time. I trust his word, and I'll stand upon his word. I shall not look to man. I will look up to God. In the time appointed, he is going to make a way for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We talked about Elizabeth. They laughed at Elizabeth. She was growing old. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because she reached an old age. The Bible says she was in an old age. And people were looking at her. They were even calling her barren.
Barren.
I gave her a name that didn't belong to her. Barren. But God didn't look at Elizabeth to be barren. When God looked at Elizabeth, God was looking at a mother of the greatest prophet. But she was there married so many years in marriage. No fruits. And the people, they get so much involved in these things of pregnancies and having children. If it's here in Zambia, it's a problem. You get married today, they are watching. In Yanja, they even say at 6 months per onek. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of, they are watching as if they are the ones who planned your marriage. Why are you involved? You have one child, they want another one. It has taken long. Eh? Are you the owners of the program? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Elizabeth, yeah, number one, marriage, nothing. Number two, nothing.
Number two,
old age, nothing. Maybe others, they were even telling the husband, to say, look for another one. This one, I think. Or maybe do something. Or like a bisira. They even called her name to even provoke a barren.
But
God, who is rich in mercy, God, who is Jehovah Jireh, the provider, looked at
Elizabeth,
saw something great in her. She is mother of a great prophet. Blessed her with John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People looked down on her. They didn't expect anything great coming from there. But among the prophets, we are told in the scriptures, John was the greatest. Born from barren. So, you are not what people call you to be. You are what God calls you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't look down unto yourself. There's great potential in your life. You can do great things. God has got great plans in your life. People behave in a useless way because they don't understand who they are. They don't know the purpose of God in their lives. And when you don't have a purpose, you don't understand yourself, you just pick what the people will make you to be. You just look at another human being. Oh, he's having a table cut. I also be doing my hair in a table cut way. You are a sister. You see your neighbor is wearing a miniskirt. You also say, I think I also should start wearing miniskirts. You want to suit the environment, to suit what everyone else is doing. But it's not supposed to be like that. We need to understand who we are. Then when we understand who we are, we watch how we walk. We'll be careful in how we do things. We'll be careful in how we speak. We'll be careful in our conduct. Because we are important. And we are not going to take what people are telling us to be. We are not going to dress the way they want us to be dressing. We shall dress according to the word of God. We shall talk according to the word of God. We shall live according to the word of God. We shall believe according to the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But the world is rotten. I was just walking in the evening. That was the Independence Day. It was terrible to see what was happening. There were these two small young girls, maybe in the age of 12 to 16, somewhere there. Around 19 to 20 hours, they were all over, a lot of them in Mtendele there and PHI area there. Poorly dressed, they were drunk, they are confused, they think that that's what is life. The world is rotten. But we are not supposed to be part of this rotten world. The children in the faith should live according to the word of God. The adults in the faith should also live according to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you don't understand who you are useless in thinking, you are double-minded. On Sunday you can come to church. On a Tuesday you are there drinking alcohol, you are drinking chibuku with those other people. When the church members, the church believers are not there. But a believer, you shall be a believer in church. You shall be a believer at home. You shall be a believer at school. You shall be a believer at the place of work. Wherever you are a believer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are not going to be a chameleon. When you are in an environment which looks brown, you want to be brown. When you are in
an
environment looking green, you adapt to green. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not going to be like that. As believers, let's stand as believers. Trust in the Lord. Hold to His word. And not lean to our own understanding. Our understanding would want you to suit to what the world is doing.
The
sisters, you look at maybe your workmate, they are painted in a certain way. The world is telling you to paint in a certain way, to adapt to that environment. But what does the word of God tell you? You stand on the word of God. If it's not in the word of God, you are not going to do it. Whether there are believers around or believers not present, you stand on the word of God. They'll be mocking you, they'll be laughing at you. Let them laugh at you for holding on to the gospel. Let them call you old fashioned. But you are holding on to the word of God. They are giving names on you, won't have an impact on your life. Calling Elizabeth barren didn't make Elizabeth to be barren. So calling, they can call, but their calling shall not change your life. When they are looking at her, maybe she even had wrinkles, in that old age, a son was born. God touched that body, made everything young. The boy was even able to breastfeed. Milk was coming out, enough milk. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same with Sarah in her old age. When they were seeing nothing, no fruit. But is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for God. God had to transform the old body into a young body, such that the womb was able to conceive. All the processes of breast milk production, God made sure that everything was in order. And Isaac was enjoying the milk from an old woman. Hallelujah. Whom God transformed to be a young woman. So God can change circumstances in your life. So if He can modify those bodies, what is it that is too hard for Him? You have a certain sickness that is troubling you. For God, who is a great physician, He is the one who designed those cells for their normal function in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the one who has, is it the blueprint? He knows everything we are supposed to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So He cannot fail to cure disease. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Only trust in the Lord and do not be double-minded. Let's stay with the word of God. We looked at that man who had an infirmity for 38 years. He was there struggling. Impotent. 38 years. We don't know how old he was, but he suffered that period. And we know that that time, they had the pool of Bethsaida. An angel would come. When he steers the waters, the one who goes in first is healed. So this person was consistently going there. He had hope. But while he's trying to go there, another one goes before him. Then he gets, the other person gets healed. Him, he remains. Another one, another time comes, another season comes. He does that. He wants to go. Another one overtakes him. And Jesus goes to him. Yeah? He sees the problem that he had.
He
is asking him if he wanted to be made whole. He is even complaining. Whenever I want to go there, another one goes before me. So it has been difficult for me. So there was no man to help him. In other words, he even said there's no man to help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are situations at certain
times
when man can get tired of you. You could be sick, they'll visit you one day, 2 days, and they'll forget about you. Maybe they may persevere, they visit you for 1 month, they will disappear. Or maybe
you need
your food, they give you today, they give you the other time, they get tired with you, they leave you. They go to their own businesses. So maybe even this person, there could be some people who try to help him up to a certain period. Then they got tired. They left him. So he's saying, I have no one to help me in this situation. But though he had no one to help him in this situation, he still had to hope that the angel comes to see a water. He didn't give up. We don't know how long he was there. But he never gave up in his 38 years of infirmity. He had hope that he was going to be made well. And the Lord saw that which was in him. That's why he followed him.
Then
he says, he told him to rise up and walk to get his bed, his mat that he had. Hallelujah. He was made whole because he was at the right place where he was supposed to get his blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to be in the place where you need to get your blessing. When you are in a wrong place, you miss your blessing. Be in the right place at the right time, where you can get your blessing. If the time that Jesus went at that pool and visited around that time, that minute, if that person was not in the place where he was supposed to be that time, he would have picked another person. But he was in the right place at the right time for the right cause. And he received the desire of his heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God can come down. Even when man has failed to help you, God can touch your life, can change things in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In everything, acknowledge him. And he will guide your ways. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to trust in the Lord. And don't be double-minded. Praise the Lord. So we are blessed people who have been called to the promises of God.
Aba itwa kubula kwa kwalesa.
Amen. So let's also read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Okay. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Read in Bemba, verse 20.
Na tule lumbalesa uo amaka yakwe ya bomba muli ifwe, kabiri ukuti abomba nefichirire pafyo tuinga lomba na nangu pafyo tuinga tonton kanya. Kanshi nshita yonse murukuta na mukuba muri Kristu Yesu lesa nale lumbwa pena pe. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly.
Na kuri yo ufi ule uchita na kuri
sana we think.
Na noyo ule ubomba muri ifwe muri kuchira na pafyo.
Above all that we ask,
pafyo twinga lomba
or think,
na ngula kutontonkanya,
according to the power that worketh in us,
kulinga na maka ayabomba munifwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord is able to do
shukuru atachita
exceeding abundantly above all that we ask.
Kuchila fionse ipotuinga lomba
or think.
Nangulo kutonton kanya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are things that we can ask the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundant, more than what we can ask.
Paliku fintu ipotuinga lomba lelolesa tia vichito kuchila na ipotuinga lomba nangulo kutonton kanya.
We have been promised in the scriptures. Says, ask and you shall be given. Seek, you are going to find. Knock and the door is going to be open. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then in this scripture in Ephesians, it also says about thinking. Above all that we can ask or think.
Nangu pafyo tunga tontonkanya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes even in our thoughts, just by thinking
na
about something,
limo na mma tontonkanya vero tule tontonkanya ve pachintu,
the Lord hears your thoughts.
Lesa alonfu ama tontonkanya.
And he can answer you accordingly.
Kaira ala kwa suka.
Even before you ask, before you speak.
Idio.
That's why even when we are praying, before we even pray, before we even say anything, the Lord is able to see what is in the heart.
He sees
the desires that we have. And he is responsible to answer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he is responsible to answer the prayers or the requests that we have. That's why he is our father. And father means what? It means sustainer. It means a source. He is our sustainer. That's why he responds to the needs that we have. He is our source. That's why we look up to him in everything. He is the provider, Jehovah Jireh. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So even just in the thoughts, God is able to see. That's why we need to be careful even in the thoughts, the things that we think in the mind. We
We are not supposed to be entertaining dirty thoughts in our minds.
That we don't ayalamba.
We are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
If we do the temple,
and the Spirit of God dwells in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But evil thoughts can come. As somebody says that you cannot stop a bird from flying above your head. But you can stop a bird from building a nest on your head. So an evil thought can come into your mind. But you need to discern what kind of a thought is this. If it is not coming from God, reject it. If it is not in line with the word of God, reject it. Don't entertain it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's what the Bible says. We should not be conformed to
that,
this world. But we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. By the word of God. The word of God should be renewing our minds. Praise the Lord. That's why Hebrews tells us not to stop this man of coming together. Because as we are coming for fellowship, the word of God is being spoken. Our minds are getting renewed. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And how shall they hear except they be a preacher? How can one preach except they be called? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you are in the right place, at the right time, with the right servants of God, there is a blessing. So the Bible says, do not stop this manner of coming together. That's why we don't miss fellowship. When there's fellowship as a daughter of God and as a son of God, you need to be there in the presence of the Lord. It is in His presence where He does wonders. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll give some few examples. Praise be to God.
Amen.
He is the great God. How wonderful to be in the presence of God. There are things, if you are not in the presence of God, if you are not in fellowship, you would miss out. But your coming here, it is a blessing. There's a testimony, our mother there, our mama, Sister Agnes Piri. We were having fellowships, would meet on Saturdays. Sometimes home meetings. So there's that day, I think we're just a few. If we're not just the two of us or three, I forgot it, but we are few. And our mom there had been troubled with the problem with the arm. She was in pain for a long time. So she presented the prayer request. We prayed. That's how the pain disappeared. And she was testifying that I'm very okay now. I can even cook with this hand and what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was the blessing? The blessing was found to be found in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. If she was home that day, she didn't attend fellowship, that problem of the arm would have continued. She would have not been able to cook unshima. But the Lord touched her because she was in the right place at the right time. So there is power in fellowship. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be His holy name. So there is nothing too hard with the Lord. When we
obey his word. So there's a scripture we read last time that is there no bomb in Gilead? Why is the health of the daughters of my people not recovered? Is there no physician there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is bomb, there is medicine. There is the physician. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, the great physician. So why is the health of the daughters of my people not recovering? Because people have gone in their own ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it could be recovering from different kinds of problems. Be a physical problem. It could be spiritual problems. There is balm in Gilead. There is medicine in the presence of the Lord. There is a great physician. When you come with whatever problem that you have, Jesus is that great physician. He has all the equipment that a physician will need. Hallelujah.
If
you go to the hospital, you present with a fever or body hotness, they'll say, okay, maybe let us get blood. We check if there will be malaria parasites. Okay, he's coughing, maybe let's do an x-ray. Where these physical eyes cannot see, an x-ray will be there to go and look at the lungs. They need to be able to see, oh, there there's pneumonia. Oh, there there's maybe fluid in the lungs. Then they'll give a right treatment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come to the hospital in this house of God with the word of God, which is sharper than a double-edged sword, which is able to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man, is able to see your problems. And when Jesus sees your problems, he diagnoses them, he's able to give you the right medicine. That's why the Bible in Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let us reason together. It doesn't matter the kind of problems that you may be having. It doesn't matter what manner of sin you may be having. What errors that you committed. He's saying, come, let us reason together. Your sins may be crimson red. You make them as white as snow. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of
Amen.
God. He is a great God. What man can fail to do, he is able to do. So he sees what is in your mind. Just to say something, you can read it in the message, my new ministry, Brother Branham's sermon. You can read that message. I'll just pick some few things from there. Okay, maybe let me quote something on paragraph
113.
And then on November the 7th, I was down in
Kentucky.
I was with Brother Woods, brother-in-law, standing there. Charlie Cox standing there at the Pilaster and with Brother Tony Zabel, one of the deacons here in the church. Are you here,
Tony?
He's somewhere, Brother Tony Zabel, and also Brother Bankswood. And we were up in the mountains hunting. And I started into the woods, and the squirrels were very scarce. tundende tuenze tunavuta enze kushita hunting enze wana indopaya tunyama tatundende
pale mkuipaya utuma squirrel
so after waenda kupaya tuenze tunavuta so enzo funa paye kwa kahiri he was a hunter
hadi nifundi
okay and I started into the woods and squirrels were very scarce
na ishire ya mumpanga donde na levo kuipaya utuma squirrel na
no, the leaves deep on the ground. And I started up into the woods. And something said to me, how many squirrels do you want this morning? I said, well, I've got 114 this year. Or 117. I said, if I had three more, it would make me 120. That would just make it an even number to stop on. Okay, so this paragraph 116, just you read it in your good time. Something said to it,
so, sir,
speak the three squirrels and they you have it.
Lan tusose ututuma squirrel kaitwala monekela.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he goes hunting.
I am kulunga.
He is a servant of God, a son of God.
Mwakwalesa mwana
wakwalesa. The time that they went to hunt,
it
was difficult to find these squirrels that time.
Chali chashupa ukusanga.
But he wanted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God sees the need that is in the heart. So in the heart he wanted. That year he had hunted
117.
So he was saying, if I can have three more, I will have 120 squirrels and you'll be a happy man. Hallelujah.
Was
hunting those for food.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he wanted three at least also. So God saw what was in the heart of William
Branham.
That he wanted how many squirrels? Seven squirrels?
No.
Five squirrels? No. Two squirrels? He wanted how many? Three. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God, who's able to give us abundant tree, even above what we can ask or even think. Before he could even ask, as he was thinking in his mind, that he needs a three, God sees the thought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gives him what? Instructions.
Say,
speak. Then they'll come into existence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he had to speak. And they were where they were supposed to be. You can read in your wonderful times. Okay, it's very interesting testimony. So he spoke, one appeared, and another one also appeared, and he had the third one to complete what he had wanted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because God saw what was in his heart. He sincerely needed that. And God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So God, who is rich in squirrels, my interpreter started missing. Don't miss fire now. Okay. Yeah, so no, when the interpreter gets disturbed, also get disturbed, it becomes difficult. So I can lose the thought. I hope I won't lose it. So God, who is rich in squirrels, even when they were scarce, but with God If William Branham needed 50 of them that time to feed maybe his family and some other brethren who needed squirrels at that time, you'd have told him to say, speak 50 and they will appear where you want them to be. And they were going to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he is Jehovah Jireh, the prophet. Even when it seems that it is not there, God will make it to be there. Wherever the spirits came from, they came even exactly where William Branham wanted them to appear, and he shot them. It's a true testimony. He touched those. There was blood. He even ate them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saving this same God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He never fails. There's nothing too hard for him. Even when there were no squirrels, he made the squirrels to appear by the power of the spoken word. When William Branham obeyed the word of God, he spoke according to what God told him. And it appeared exactly according to how God had promised him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if William Branham said, okay, it's just a thought, I want to speak, he wasn't going to have squirrels. That's why as believers we need to be spiritual. We need to know the voice of God. The Bible says, as men as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God should be led by God. So God led William Branham to speak. And when he spoke, the squirrels appeared. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he was a happy man. Hallelujah. How wonderful it is when the Lord blesses you. This God can see what is in your mind and is able to give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I remember testimonies. We don't just speak about great and what. There's no small testimony. Remember, there was one time I was very
blocked.
My account 00. And it's rare that I was completely dry in the account. Zero, not even for talk time. No, when people say I'm broke, maybe there's a 100 kwacha for emergency. Me, there was not even a 100 kwacha. Not even money for going for the barber shop or what? Nothing.
And
I needed some bundles to do something. And I was seriously in need. I stayed for maybe it was a week or so. I didn't have money. So I just trusted in the Lord. And I had the thought that if there could just be some money that can come. It's rare that it's not even a common thing that somebody will send money in the account. I think that was even the first time. Okay. So that time when I was thinking about that, then I just saw the balance for
Airtel.
Some monies for the bundles that I needed.
It
wasn't a big amount.
It
was a small amount. A 50 kwacha, but it was a testimony that day. Hallelujah. I was even thinking, has this person made a mistake? Yes, because even sending back, it means I have to deduct from what he has sent. So I'll send back less. What will happen now?
So
in a day past, as we met that person, and I was asking, did you send it? Because that person didn't even send a message that I've sent you this and this. Just the money just came. So I went to confirm. Is it a mistake or what? Yeah, no, I just sent you something.
So
get some bundles. So I bought my bundles and there was even change that I had to buy a drink when I was going to work somewhere that time.
You know,
I needed some food, so I bought even some drink and change. He is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he sees what is in the mind. In that day, that time, I didn't need the 1,000. I didn't need the 10,000. What was in my mind, I needed a bundle. There are communications that I needed to make and some things that I was following up. But the Lord, who is able to read the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man, he saw the needs and he provided. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he is a wonderful God. Praise the Lord. I never expected that, but it happened. It's very rare that it happens that way, but that day I saw it, it was a hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, when I was walking, we walk majestically. We shouldn't know that we don't have money. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. We walk as bold as lions. We know that we are serving a living God. By not having money today should not make me walk like that. Everyone, when looks at me, they should feel pity for me. No. If I don't have it that time, God has not made a way that time, it means it's not the time that I should have it that time. When I am in need, he is going to supply. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So he gave William Branham the squirrels. He had a repeated experience where God now, I think at some point they were red squirrels, the other time they were gray squirrels. He still had that experience of speaking and they appeared. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So he had about, I think, 7 experiences of this. Then, continuing with this thought, as we go down in this message, is now telling us about Sister Hattie Wright. When he had gone to this place, they were there with brethren there. Then they were talking about these experiences. He was testifying about these experiences. Then he talks about how God provided to Abraham. Okay, so the people were there listening to that. Okay, so I think this sister at some point, when the prophet had mentioned about these testimonies and he spoke about Abraham, of course the sister was quiet at that time. Until there was that point when she responded. Okay, let's see if I'll be able to get this quotation. I hope I'd written it down. I wanted to just read it the way it is. Okay, so let me see on paragraph 176. Okay, so let me start from 175. I said that the same God, hallelujah, that Jehovah Jireh is just as much Jehovah Jireh today as he was on the mount with Abraham. He can still produce an animal to his glory. These squirrels was not a vision. I shot them. Blood came out of them. I dressed them and eat them. There wasn't visions. They were squirrels. I say that same Jehovah Jireh try to get his promise over to me. In my thickness and dullness of mind, he could speak my need into existence. The same as he could speak Abraham's need into existence. I know more than said that until Sister Hart is sitting there crying now. Hadn't said a word. And she said, that's nothing but the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the brother was hearing the testimonies, the experiences, supernatural things that God did. So we should not be ashamed to testify what God has done. Whether a great or small testimony, don't be ashamed. As long as God has done it, it is not small. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the glory is going back to God. It's not your glory, so don't keep it to yourself. Testify to the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the sister was listening, and the brethren were there. So the sister is quiet, listening. When the word of God is going forth,
there
are times the word is coming, some people may be jumping. God touches us in different ways. Others may be quiet, but they are hearing the word of God.
It's
getting deep into their hearts. But we are not encouraging dozing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you say, no, I was quietly listening as you are dozing. You sleep in the church.
It's not right.
So she was attentively listening. She was touched. Then she started crying. And the answer that she said, the comment that she said, that's nothing but the truth. She was touched. She believed the testimony that the prophet gave. Now let's see what follows. She said the right thing. Very important, this statement. She said the right thing. Let's say it together. One, I'll count one up to three so that we wake up. It's hot. One, two, three.
She said the right thing. Thing.
We need to say the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why our mouth, we shouldn't speak things anyhow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our mouth should speak the right things. So we are not double-tongued as believers. You speak like one of the world, and at some time you speak like a believer. We need just to speak the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said the right thing. She said just like Banks said down there. I heard a voice as it swept from my ears like up into the woods. Mrs. Wright, sitting back there with her little girl, was trying to interpret what Edith said. I could hear Mrs. Wright, and that super anointing swept over me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they were having, that was a fellowship, right? The power of fellowship. You can have fellowship everywhere, in a home, you are here at the church. You are moving like those disciples on their way to Emmaus. You are having fellowship. They are communing.
Ba,
Jesus had even to join them. eyes that was with them, but they are talking about Jesus. Their mind, they are thinking about him. Then he started expounding from Moses and to these other prophets.
Revealed
himself, opened their eyes, and they realized that it was Jesus.
Ah,
didn't our hearts burn? When he was expounding these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they were talking about, thinking about Jesus. We need to think about him.
When
you appear in our situations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His power in fellowship.
For
those going to Emmaus, they had fellowship. And Jesus appeared in their midst. And
he
didn't end there when he was expounding. He wanted to proceed to go beyond where they were staying. But they said, it's late. Be with us. The power of entertaining or keeping servants of God is a blessing.
Amen.
Even Abraham, when he saw those angels, he had to prepare food even for them.
There
is power in keeping servants of God.
That's
why Hebrews 13 verse 2 tells us that we should be careful where we entertain strangers. Because others have entertained it. Angels are knowing.
But if you are today danga taba lendo, bambi, bali tangata abangedi.
We should be people who are welcoming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peter also, when they were fishing, we see what had happened. They had
to come out
the whole night. And these were great fishermen.
But
Jesus requested for the boat.
As
people wanted to hear, as he wanted to speak to the people. So he used that boat. Then at the end, what happened? He had done what he was supposed to do. But he was welcome. It's a blessing for welcoming the prophet of God.
Hallelujah.
So what does Jesus do now after that he has used the boat?
To
speak the word. Then he tells Peter to say, "Launch out into the deep."
Petro kwati posomu kwa uobe.
For a big catch.
But
in the physical, according to their experience, we have labored the whole night. We have tried, but we have caught nothing. However, at thy words, let it be so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was obedient to the voice, obedient to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when he launched out into the deep, they had a great catch of fish, such that the nets broke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a lot. Out of the nothing that was there, there was no fish. They tried the whole night and they knew where to find the fish. It wasn't there. And Jesus said, "Go there now. Go there, you find it." Jesus brought the fish. The fish came until the nets were full. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Peter obeyed. He said, "At thy word." Power of trusting in the Lord. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. When you need the fish, he will provide the fish. When you need the money, he will provide the money. When you need healing, he will provide healing. When you need deliverance, he will provide deliverance. Where you need salvation, he will provide salvation. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. get back to Sister Hartright. She said the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, that's nothing but the truth. So even as the message is coming, you need to be in the spirit. You need to hear the word of God prayerfully. There are some people, whilst the preaching is going on, they have been delivered. People, whilst the message is going on, they have been healed. Because they are doing the right thing. As the message is coming, you believe the word of God in your heart, you are saying, amen, this is nothing but the truth. God sees that this one has believed this truth. He has done the right thing. God sees that this one, this daughter, this son, has believed the truth. He has done the right thing. And there is a blessing for doing the right thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can be a lot of you, but if you are not careful, you are not expecting, you miss out the blessings of God. When others are getting the blessings of God. Look even at the multitudes of people who were following Jesus. They wanted Jesus to heal them. And there's a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years. She also needed healing from Jesus. But she had no opportunity to go and talk to Jesus. Moreover, there were disciples who were even protecting, guarding Jesus there. But she did the right thing. She looked at Jesus. What shall I do? The only way I can approach him is just to trust and believe in him. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, even without talking to him, I'll be made whole. She did the right thing. She didn't sit down. She acted. She went to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. And Jesus felt power left him. And says, somebody has touched me. And then they were wondering, hey, why are you saying somebody has touched me? There are so many people here who are touching you. But there was a peculiar touch. It was different from the other touches. It was the right touch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A touch of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. And from that time, she was made whole. The problem that she suffered with for 12 years. That's why it doesn't matter how long you have suffered. What the doctors have said about your situation. Maybe they have even told you that your sickness, you cannot be healed. But with God, all things are possible. She trusted in the Lord. Touch the hem of his garment. And the anointing, the power, Jesus really felt power move to touch. Hallelujah. That's what the anointing does. Sometimes you could be healed without a sensation. But at times, even the one who is praying for you, there's something that they can feel. Even the one who is being prayed for can feel something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've seen these things happen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are in a meeting, you are preaching. You pray for people, others, God touches them. They even fail to walk for a long period of time. They're just in the presence of the Lord. God does things in different ways. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this woman with an issue of blood, she did the right thing at the right time, in the right place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Back to this testimony. I looked at Sister
Hattie.
The first time it was ever performed on a human being. I said, Sister Hattie, ask what you will. God is going to give it to you. What do you think of that? Does it get into you? Seven times he had confirmed it by an animal. Seven is God's complete number. Here is a first time on a human being. And he, what did he choose? Some great aristocrat, a great noted minister. Ushari salire, kachema, wa umfika sana. A poor little widow woman that could hardly write her name. God knows what he's doing. So she was just a widow, this simple woman. Said, ask what you will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hattie said to me, Brother Branham, what do you mean? I said, ask anything your heart desires. And he shall be produced right here. That you will know that the Lord God of heaven answers. And scriptures are true. My first time with a new gift, my first anointing could hardly hear her. And she looked around. We had been talking about her little crippled sister. I said, oh, no doubt in my heart. Within a few minutes, little Edith will be jumping to the glory of God. Hattie looked around, and she said, Brother Bill, my greatest desire is for the salvation of my two boys. Hallelujah. Just maybe to explain a bit, we'll be closing very soon. Praise the Lord. So, in this situation, there was this girl was suffering, she was crippled, Brother Branham really felt a pity for this girl. So you find that if maybe she has another problem, he would pray and she would recover from that problem. Maybe it's a tooth problem or what. Then in the meetings, there were other people who had a bad problem than what she had. Other people, the crippled would even get cured. So he really prayed for this person. And it was also his desire that if maybe the Lord gives him the message, he says, thus says the Lord. Then that crippled could recover. So in his mind, he thought, this time now that the Lord has sent this anointing, maybe this is the right time that this crippled person is going to walk. God, under that anointing, he said he should speak, she should ask whatever she needed that time. Because she had done a right thing. See the blessing of doing the right thing. Believing the word of God, believing the servants of God, believing the testimonies of God, then God is now rewarding that she has found grace. So she could ask whatsoever that she needed, anything, that it will come to happen. If she needed billions of dollars, they were going to come. She needed aeroplanes, they were going to come. Whatever she desired. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God sees what is in the heart of man.
So
let's see the decision that he made. Heart looked around or around. And she said, Brother Bill, my greatest desire is for the salvation of my two boys. What? Why there could have been a greater thing? She could have asked for $10,000. She would have got it. What if it would have been some millionaire would have asked for another million? God knowed what she was going to ask for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Hattie, at least 7 or 8 witnesses standing there, all you people that was present when that happened, raise up your hands. Okay, I was asking about the witnesses. Then we skip. I said, ask anything you want. God has to give it to me to give to you whatever you want. She said her boys was beginning to go off on the teenage tantrum, and she said, the salvation of my two boys. I said, by the will of God, by the power of God, I give you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ your desire. And our two boys shook under the power of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when the power of God comes on you, it will bring shaking. And the whole building trembled. Banks fell into his plate. Banks fell into his plate. Shelby grabbed, and Hattie screamed till you could hear her for 2 blocks. And them 2 boys with tears rolling down their cheeks received exactly what they asked for right then.
Oh.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God knew the desire that Sister Hattie had in her heart. She desired the salvation of those boys. And she asked for salvation when the anointing was present in the right place at the right time. Because that anointing was not always with the prophet. It had to come at a certain time where he should speak things. And at that time it came, and whatever that should have asked was going to happen. And we see the salvation of these 2 boys happened at that same time. And God manifested this, demonstrated this by touching even the other people who were there. So sometimes that's what the anointing of God will do. There's that shaking. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that God can fail to do. Trust in the Lord. Sister Hartwright, she did the right thing. She believed the word of God. She trusted in the Lord and his servant, and salvation was given to the 2 sons. Hallelujah. So could be having sons, you could be having relatives, could be having friends that you desire that they receive the salvation of God. Our prayers, sincere prayers unto the Lord, can help our brothers and sisters who are lost to see the light of the word of God. There's no sinner whom the Lord can fail to save. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let's do what we can as we are in the right place, right time. in the word of God, then the Lord is going to grant or is going to give the desires of our hearts. So trust in the Lord in everything. Don't be shaken. Stand on the word of God. So is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? There's nothing hard that the Lord can fail to do. So only believe, all things are possible. God has demonstrated this. We have heard from the history in the Bible, and we have seen things in our time. Even during Brother Branham's time, we are hearing of these testimonies. So God can do wonders. As we are closing, the last testified it at some point, but I like to talk about it. What the Lord did. Since one time I was listening to the message. The message, I think that was the message why. And the prophet, I think, he also talked about a poem in Gilead. So I was meditating upon the word of God. I was touched and encouraged by the word of God. But the statement, is there no bomb in Gilead? Why is there no physician there? Why is the health of the daughters of my people not recovered? So as I stayed there meditating, then there's a certain lady, she was my workmate, where I was working on the copper belt. Came and called me to go and assess a certain person, people who were sick actually, they were not feeling good. So we went in there and I had that conviction to share the word of God with them. So I got the Bible. I didn't even have an interpreter there. I think my workmate was a female. She had to interpret. It was in a prison for the females. So I found this young lady was very sick. She couldn't stand. The sight had gone. She was not able to see. And then there were elderly women, I think they were in stressed, I should say, being in prison wasn't a good environment for them. So I felt pity for them. So I shared the word of God, encouraging them that with God all things are possible.
But
the same God who took away people from prison in the New Testament, he can do it the same way to them. And I just felt the inspiration to tell them that if they believe the word of God, what I shared with them, I'll pray for them, they'll come out of prison. And I told that young lady that I'll pray for her, right? She will immediately see. And she was going to rise up. So by the grace of God, I laid hands on her. The sight that she was not able to see opened up. She started seeing. The strength that she didn't have, I lifted her up, she was able to stand on her own. She was immediately cured. And those elderly ladies, the Lord touched them when she saw that. I think they also had some sicknesses also. God helped them.
Some 2 days
or so, I'd even forgotten about it. I'd gone to my office where I was working from.
So I found
this group of ladies who are coming. They've even carried the bags.
They came this even
late that I prayed for even for butter.
She was there,
very fit, very okay. God had done wonders for them. They were released, they were going. Hallelujah. So he is the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. The witnesses who were there, the problem with Pentecost, just as I was telling my brother there, that as we are old time Pentecostals, not this model. And so now containers started coming. Pray for us in the anointing oil. So they start keeping in their homes and they also continue with the same.
I said, no,
if you need prayer, I can pray for you just even without anointing oil. So if you need prayer, you are welcome. We can pray for you.
Yep.
But they wanted to keep, because that's the system that people were doing. People to travel from Zambia to Nigeria with containers. They come with the, I don't know whether it's water from TB Joshua. They'll keep in their homes, and then you find these preachers with the long hair. They wanted to imitate TB Joshua. So bottles started following.
Said,
I'm not in the in this funny bottle things. It's not me who did that, it is God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord God Almighty bless you with these few words of encouragement. Continue trusting in the Lord. He's not dead, he is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He makes a way where there seems not to be. He will surely make a way. Sometimes things look tense. Being like I don't have a solution, but God is there in that darkest hour. One time, as I'm closing, you know, our closing also is a problem. Another thing has come. When we are traveling to Zimbabwe,
don't worry.
Pastor Piri there. We're traveling to Zimbabwe. I don't know which year was that. We went there with this Zupko, that bus we used to use, Zupko. And we reached there at the border in the evening. So as we are clearing the passports there, the bus had already crossed. It was almost now starting off. We are the last ones, I think, were at the end. So then this guy took one of the passports. I don't know whether it's for Brother Peter or mine. I think it should have been mine. He got the thing, hid it. Then he says, you didn't give me. And the bus was about to leave. And he meant serious business. He was not even joking. He had even made wrinkles on the face. As if we were fighting. And we are going for wonderful meetings in Zimbabwe.
The
enemy tries to compress the situation so that we don't move. We tried to negotiate with him. We gave you nothing was happening. We had no solution, and the bus was almost leaving. I remember when we went outside, I told Brother P, yeah, brother, let's hold hands, let us pray. That's how we held hands, we prayed, so that our passport should be released. After the prayer, we went back with confidence.
Hallelujah.
We followed there, then another gentleman came in that same office. And he was asking us, and he started asking me, where do you work? And I said, I work at such and such. Oh, okay. He got the passport. That's how he gave me that passport. And we managed to go with our Zutko. Hallelujah. So prayer works even when situations seem to be tough. Prayer can change circumstances. Where negotiation cannot work, prayer does work. We tried to plead because we are sure we gave him and he knew. He had hidden. I think he wanted us to give him something. Even got furious. No, he didn't give me. Then after prayer, another God sent another man. And there were two of them. And this other one is even the one who got the passport from where the friend was hiding it.
Well,
he says, exact.
Those
were my particular, the information for me, yes. Praise the Lord. So he is a wonderful God.
We went to Zimbabwe and we had wonderful meetings in Zimbabwe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord God Almighty bless you. We can rise up to our feet.
Amen.